USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have a deal on infrastructure. That's according to President Biden, who made the announcement with a group of bipartisan senators today. The senators saying it invests in more than just roads and bridges, and saying no one got everything they wanted and everyone had to compromise. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin saying that a deal needed to be done.
Everyone understands we need infrastructure in this country. It's been talked about for how long, and nothing's been done for two or three administrations. This is the first time that we've done something of this magnitude that truly is directed towards the failing infrastructure we have. My state has some of the worst bridges and roads in the country.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says images on TV don't do the scene of a building collapse justice. One person has died and at least 50 others are missing. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone. So download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
Vice President Harris is set to visit El Paso, Texas on Friday so she can get a look at the illegal immigrant surge at the border. Texas Democrat Congressman Henry Cuellar tells Fox News he's happy that the vice president is taking action and going down to the border.
Glad that she's going down to the border because that is part of her job portfolio, number one. And number two, the epicenter is down there in the lower Rio Grande, the lower part of my district down there.
Republicans argue that the vice president should have visited the border a long time ago. Rudy Giuliani's New York law license was suspended by a court that concluded he made false statements in an effort to reverse the 2020 election results. The suspension is pending the outcome of a hearing where Giuliani's lawyers will have the opportunity to challenge the allegations. More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans on Capitol Hill say President Biden's new effort to fight rising crime is off the mark.
Amid a rise in gun violence across the country, President Biden announced a series of measures Wednesday aimed at curtailing the flow of firearms to criminals. The ATF will crack down on gun dealers who break federal laws, and COVID relief funds will be made available to municipalities to help them hire more police officers. But critics say the president's focus on guns won't address the crime issue. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox News that any policy should focus on the criminal first.
Well, guns are the instrumentality that's being used, but the real target should be the criminals. It's the criminals who are stealing guns, and then they're selling them in the street to one another, and then they're committing these acts of violence. I mean, what we have seen all over the country just in the last few months really are things out of a Hollywood movie, except it's real and it's tragic. I mean, shootouts on highways, and I think it is the inevitable consequence of when you take crazy, nonsensical ideas and then get elected on them and then try to implement them into policy.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frontier Airlines is doing away with its new COVID recovery fee. The Denver-based budget airline rescinded the fee Wednesday, one day after it was widely publicized. Frontier imposed $1.59 per passenger per one-way flight in May to cover safety costs associated with the pandemic. The airline saying the charge would offset costs including increased sanitation and cleaning on planes and at the airport. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.